Take a slow, deep breath in. Gently release it. Again, breathe in slowly. And slowly breathe out. Notice what you're feeling right now. Not what you think you should feel. Not what you wish you felt. Just what is actually there. You don't need to edit your emotions before bringing them to God. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61:2. Father, some days my emotions feel so unpredictable. One moment I'm steady, the next I'm discouraged. I feel frustration, sadness, irritability, tenderness, hope. Sometimes all in the same hour. It's exhausting. And I'm just so tired of being tired. I confess, when my emotions surge, I often berate myself for not being stronger, calmer, more consistent and productive. Somehow, you don't shame me for being human. Take a moment to name what you're feeling. Don't worry about trying to fix it. Just identify the strongest emotion you're carrying right now. Is it anger? Grief, anxiety, fatigue, disappointment. Simply name it before God. Father, your word says that when my heart is overwhelmed, you lead me to a rock that is higher than I. My emotions may rise and fall, but you are steady. You are not reactive. You are not shaken. You and you alone are my anchor. Hebrews 6:19 says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." When my feelings shift like waves, remind me that your character remains unchanged. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Teach me to anchor in who you are, not in how I feel. Lord, sometimes I fear my emotions will overwhelm me, that I'll say something I regret, withdraw too far, or make decisions from a place of intensity rather than wisdom. In those moments, slow me down. Give me the fruit of your spirit. Love when I feel defensive. Peace when I feel restless. Patience when I feel irritated. Gentleness when I feel sharp with myself or others. Your spirit produces what I cannot manufacture on my own. Take a few moments to do some deep breathing and allow the Holy Spirit to calm your soul and quiet your mind. Inhale deeply. Now slowly exhale. Take another deep breath in. Exhale. And thank God for being with you in this moment. Father, I also ask for self-compassion. When I'm emotionally exhausted, remind me that fatigue is not failure. Sensitivity is not weakness. Tears are not proof of instability. You formed me with emotions. They are signals, not enemies. Help me listen to them without letting them lead me, Use them to draw me back to you to receive what I need. Imagine placing your emotions in God's hands, not to discard them, but to let Him hold them with you. Do a few rounds of deep breathing and find comfort in knowing you're not managing your feelings alone. Jesus, when I feel stretched, then draw me closer. When I start to react instead of thoughtfully respond, steady me. When I feel numb, gently awaken what needs care. When I feel overwhelmed, lead me back to you. Be the rock beneath my shifting feelings. I choose not to make permanent conclusions based on temporary emotions. I choose to trust your nearness. I choose to believe that you are working even when I feel unsettled inside. Anchor my heart in hope. Take one final breath in. And as you exhale, quietly pray. You are my anchor. Father, thank you that you are not overwhelmed by what overwhelms me. Thank you for your steadiness that holds me together. As I move through the rest of the day, help me respond rather than react. Help me pause before speaking. Help me extend the same gentleness to myself that you so lovingly extend to me. You are my rock. You are my anchor. You are steady when I am not. Father, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before you go, if you want to start every day with a moment that truly matters, I invite you to listen to our First 15 podcast. It's created to help you encounter God in the first 15 minutes of your day, so you can live fully from His love all day long. Search First 15 and begin your mornings with meaning.